This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Not everyone wandering around outside with their phones is searching for Pokemon. Some people are searching for real, rare wildlife. Urban biologists are tracking down everything from raccoon families to migrating moths, and the public is invited. We met up with some citizen scientists using a free app called iNaturalist to document the hidden species in their neighborhoods. If you're trying to attract moths, it helps to come prepared. It's dusk at Lockwood Park in East Dallas, and Sam Kieschnick has turned on a small generator. It's connected to lights aimed at a white sheet that flutters like a ghost in the wind.
And the white sheet makes it look like it's a huge light. It's reflecting all that light, so we're kind of tricking the moths into jumping onto that cloth there. So
it's actually part of Kieschnick's job to manipulate moths. He's an urban biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. These days, he's spending a lot of time with regular folks, tracking down insects in backyards and concrete jungles across the state. The technology that's made all this possible? Phones.
Everyone has them. I mean, you have yours like a gunslinger. I mean, we're quick on the draw with our little devices. So as naturalists and as biologists, we can be terrified of these devices, or we can use these as hooks to get people outside.
A handful of people have been reeled into this mothing event tonight. And like Pokemon Go players, they're holding up their cameras and phones as soon as tiny creatures appear.
Bugs has become my obsession. And the more you look, the more you kind of have to look at the tiny things. And when you blow them up, you see that they are gorgeous.
Like a lot of bug fanatics, Annika Lindquist doesn't just take photos of moths. She uploads them to iNaturalist. It's like a social network for wildlife. When you upload a photo of a moth or a bird, it posts your location. Then both amateur and expert naturalists help identify the species. Lindquist's uploaded more than 2,000 observations on her profile. One from a few days ago is a beautiful gold beetle called a gazelle scarab.
Looks nice.
Look at that.
In the past few years, iNaturalist has grown exponentially. There are nearly 250,000 users and about 3 million observations.
White with yellow stripes.
More moths fly to a mesh screen lit up with a black light, and Dallas engineer Stalin SM points to one with feathery antenna.
The antenna is thin and tall.
Stalin's passion is photography. Some of the moths we're looking at, including one that's meringue yellow and another with bands of olive green, will end up on iNaturalist, next to Stalin's pictures of fire ants and turquoise mushrooms. Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Sam Kieschnick says one individual photo might not be groundbreaking. And true, you're not getting any pokey coins, but each observation adds to our understanding of global biodiversity. Like a mosaic or a pointillist painting.
It's just a single dot if you look up close. But when you start to take a step back, you know, you can get to see these patterns that start to develop.
And there have been major discoveries as a result of photo sharing on iNaturalist. In 2013, for example, a man in Colombia uploaded a photo of a bright red and black frog. Then a poison frog expert in Washington, D.C. spotted it and eventually determined it was a brand new species. The pair co-authored the results in a peer-reviewed journal. Scott Laurie, who helped develop iNaturalist, says another contributor, who was traveling in Vietnam, happened to upload a photo of a snail.
A couple weeks later, a Vietnamese scientist who was a specialist in snails and slugs was going through and looking at these pictures, and he said, "Wow, I recognize this. This is a snail that was described in one of the Captain Cook voyages, and it had been drawn, but it had never been photographed, and it hadn't been seen for 100 years.
Laurie says the app's developers are trying to make science fun, to gamify it. The challenge is pleasing such a mixed crowd. You have to entertain both the world's foremost beetle expert and the 13-year-old kid who just wants to explore his front yard.
And I think that's possible because if you think about it, natural history really is a game. It's going out there and trying to learn as much as you can about the things that you're finding in nature.
And with more than 8 million species on Earth, there's little risk you'll catch them all. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.